question is. When you're standing at a crossroads, what do you do? Real sweet, when a fork is in the road.
When a fork is in the road, what do you do?
When the world is on your shoulders.
When the world is on your shoulders, what do you do?
When your back is up against the wall.
When your back is up against the wall.
Come on.
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
You hold on.
You hold on.
And keep the faith.
And keep the faith.
Tell somebody on your row. Say.
Keep the faith.
Come on. Tell somebody sitting around you. Keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Come on, encourage somebody else. Keep the faith. Come on, where do you look? When there's nowhere else to look. Where do you turn? When there's nowhere else to turn. Where do you go? When there's nowhere else to go.
When there's nowhere else to go.
What do you do?
What do you do?
When there's nothing else to do.
When there's nothing else to do.
You gotta remember, you're in the Master's hand.
In the Master's hand.
And the Master has a plan.
And the Master has a plan.
So hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
And keep the faith. faith. Keep the faith. Keep the faith.
I hear the morning, people. No, I'm serious.
Praise God. I put it on here twice. Ingrid, I think I saw you. Do you feel like talking? Can you talk? Yes, you can. Would you please dial into the blog talk? People have got to hear what happened this morning. I think the Lord used you. I know he used you. I know, and I need for them to know that God is doing a couple of different things on this K-line. I've got your number because we talked this morning. Let me see. What's your last four? Seven, eight, four, one. They're not going to believe it, Ingrid, but it happened. It happened this morning. You know what, brothers and sisters? This deadline is just like this deadline matters. This deadline matters. You got to hear what happened at about, I think I called Ingrid about 5 o'clock this morning. I'm going over to the blog talk because I'm telling you, God is doing some awesome stuff to make us aware of the tricks of the enemy. Okay, wait a minute. Ingrid. Wait a minute, I'm hearing you from my phone. No, I need you to call the blog talk. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. What happened is I hit my phone, so she came on the phone, but I want her on the blog talk. Your mic is open, Ingrid.
Hello?
Okay, I know. Are you still in pain?
No, ma'am.
Praise God. Look, I'm going to play this song because this is another rescue story, but I need people to know. You know how I always talk about transference of spirits and airway spirits?
Uh-huh.
You had an experience with them yesterday, today. How many days total?
Since Monday,
and today is Friday?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
yes, ma'am.
Hold on. I'm going to play Rescue Story, and then I want you and I going to talk, and we're going to teach the Tedline something this morning, okay?
Okay.
We're going to teach them something they got to know. They got to know this.
Yes, ma'am.
And God is really, really, people think, you know, I'm saved, and you know, I'm delivered or I'm being delivered, and I'm living holy. I'm living the best I can. Ain't that right, Ingrid?
Yes.
And then they think that the devil ain't going to mess with them. Is that true, Ingrid?
Pretty much that's what they think.
But it ain't true.
That's what he messes with you the most.
Right. So we're going to tell them after this song.
Okay.
Get your paper towels ready. I'm going to do some deliverance this morning to a demon that's trying to hit us. Whoa, watch out, devil.
Dear our Lord. Crying out from the pit of my despair, there you were, in the shadow, holding out your hand, you made me there, never gave up on me. You were my testimony.
A lot of times people call me up and they want instant, you know, they want me to just jump up like a little robot and pray for them or, you know, be their holy ghost or try to make me be Jesus. But see, I learned a long time ago, God said he will share his glory with no man or woman. The precedent for what me and Ingrid are going to talk about here is your scripture. Isaiah 54:16-17. Here's your scripture precedent. Isaiah 54:16-17 reads like this. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. This is what I want you to post in the chat room. And I have created the waster to destroy. See that? Mm-hmm. And I have created the waster to destroy. But 17 says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Okay. This has been this K-line is in a whole other realm. I'm in another realm. And you're supposed to be in another realm too, right with me, if you've been keeping up. And if you've been sitting on this tail line by faith and letting God crucify your flesh. So start from Monday, Ingrid. And when you sent me the text on yesterday, was it yesterday?
Yes, ma'am, it was yesterday.
Okay, go ahead. You got the floor, and then I'm gonna interject in there after you get to yesterday.
Okay. Well, it started actually Saturday when the pain hit me really bad, and I had a real bad toothache. It seemed like, and my whole face was swollen all the way from my top lip. It swelled up underneath my eye. It was causing trouble seeing. And I was just trying to treat it, and I went to get medicine, and it helped some, but the medicine made me really weird feeling. And Monday evening, my head was, I bit down on one of the teeth, and it shot a pain straight up into the top of my head, and at the same time, it went to the back of my head, back by the back of my skull. And this migraine hit me really hard. And so I took some of the medicine because it was about that time. And I went and laid down in my room. and I was laying on my bed, just sitting up, not laying actually down, but just kind of propped up. This feeling come upon me, like dread and like hopelessness, despair. And the only other time I felt that way was when I committed suicide when I was younger. That's the only reference I ever had that I had, and I didn't know why I felt that way. And I just felt, you know, like my life wasn't worth, you know, going on, but I knew better, you know? And it was just nothing I could talk about. And then the last, right after I it was like I had to get it off my chest, and I made a post on Facebook. And just as I hit send or post on Facebook, because no, I didn't think anybody would read it, it was just like I had to get it off of me, kind of, like say something. And I'd been praying. I didn't understand it. And just as I hit post, my best friend called me off the blue, out of the way, something totally different. She just called me. She said, she asked me a strange question, and then she made me laugh over some stuff. And that feeling kind of went away, but I couldn't shake. Why? What was it? You know, it's just weird. But the last, since Monday or Tuesday and Wednesday, it's been, well, up to this, yeah, the last several days, it's been really tired and drained. And it, at some points, it felt like I was fighting to stay awake. I couldn't eat nothing. I haven't been able to really eat anything in days. When I listened to Nancy's testimony yesterday morning, what she had to say, I was listening to it, and that's where my suicide came back to me. That thought, that's where that feeling came from. That's where my reference point. I didn't think of that at first. It was when I was listening to Nancy and everything, and I was like, that was one of the thoughts. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. And then as Sister Erica prayed, towards the end of it, this like weight, this kind of like heaviness came off of me. And I was like, okay, well, I thought that I sympathized, but I didn't understand how did I feel what she was feeling from way over here. It was weird. That's why I contacted Sister Erica with it, because I didn't understand what was going on. And then you called this morning. You told me familiar spirits. And
no, wait.
Huh?
What did I say?
Okay.
What did I text you back?
You said familiar spirits at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said the second time was kindred spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And
go
so
ahead.
I just continued to pray yesterday. All, you know, after that, I just kept asking the Father, you know, where, how? I don't understand this. We haven't talked. You know, things didn't line up. I mean, I did, in all that I've read, I didn't come into agreement with Sister Nancy. I haven't spoke to her. I haven't been on Tedline up until yesterday, since Monday, because my mouth hurt and my ears hurt. So I hadn't even been on Tedline to be able to listen. So I didn't know anything that was going on. And yesterday morning was, like I said, it was kind of, it hit me that way. But I didn't understand how could it be familiar spirits, kindred spirits. So I just kept praying, and then I just left it in God's hands. I said, well, you'll give me the answer last night, because I just finally had to just put it in his hands. I said, you'll give me the answer, Father. I got to go to sleep. Because it was racking my brain. How did this come around? And then you called this morning. And that's when we found out, when you started asking questions and you started calling it out. And I would have never known.
Okay.
So.
But the point I want to make, the devil would have wanted you to think that it came because you came into agreement because you were feeling Nancy's pain.
Mm-hmm.
But you really were, because you were really sympathizing with what Nancy was going through. And also, that's the kind of, your gift lets you feel stuff. Am I right?
Yes, ma'am. I can feel. Yeah, sometimes I can feel it pretty deep, what people feel. I can sometimes, all I can do is weep for them. I can.
So, what my point, the devil wanted you to see anything but himself. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So, Caroline, when Ingrid first sent me the text, I said, oh, familiar spirits, kindred spirits. But I also said, when I think I put in the text, you were identifying because of your pain, of what you went through.
I didn't get that text.
You didn't get it?
No, ma'am. That would have made sense if I had gotten that, but I didn't get that. I just got familiar spirits and kindred spirits. That's it.
Okay. Then the next text, I said, see how the devil do? I want y'all to know how the devil do. So, once again, I'm trying to rest. I'm trying to sleep. And God say, Ingrid. I said, okay. He say, Ingrid. I said, all right, what you want me to do with Ingrid? He said, the minute you get in the office, now this is 5 o'clock in the morning, call Ingrid. I said, God, you want me to call her and wake her up at 5 in the morning? He said, call her and wake her up. I said, I will do that. So.
And I was up at 3 a.m.
He woke me up at 4 at home. But then he said, call her at 5. So I call Ingrid, and I ask her some questions, because I know, number one, it's not hers, and number two, I know it didn't transfer from Nancy. But I know that God used Nancy's situation to stir this up, because that's how God does. So I said, finally, you know me. I said, Ingrid, get the paper towel. I know how to cry. Brothers and sisters, hear me this morning. Ingrid got hit by the spirit of the waster. W-A-S-T-E-R. The waster. And when I dealt with that spirit, I said, what's your purpose? It said, to kill her. I said, well, why do you want to kill her? It said it came from a person in South Carolina. No, North Carolina. First it tried to lie and say South Carolina. Then it said it came from the name of a person. I'm not going to call that person's name out. Do you know anybody by that name, by the way?
I don't. Ever since we got off the phone, I've tried to figure out who this person is, and I have no clue.
Well, they are wizards, whoever they are. They are wizards, and they're in North Carolina. Because there's a lot here. I'm sorry?
There's several of them here.
Yeah, it's a common name.
So,
it's a common name.
No, I'm talking.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just saying there's several wizards in this area.
Oh,
I'm just letting you know there are.
All right.
I just don't know them, but I know that there's several of them here.
Well, there's several of them in North Carolina and South Carolina. A bunch, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so the demon said, listen what the demon said. It said, I'm going to kill her. I want to kill her. I want to. And I said, why? Do you want to kill her? Do you know her? It said, no. I said, well, how did you get in her body? Listen to this, Caroline. It said, I came in when she was weak. And you know what? from the pain. I came in when she was weak from the pain. That meant that the demon brought the pain intentionally to make her weak. So then I said, why you want this body right here? What is it? But I already knew, because as I'm talking to the demon, as I've got Ingrid on here, but I got to make the demon confess it. See? You got to make the demon confess what I needed the demon to confess. So I said, oh, tell me this. I said, why are you attacking this body? And it said, I forget what it said then. But anyway, it said, she's a chosen one of God. She's chosen of God. And I came in. Go ahead.
It said that it was sent to me before birth, and it's been trying to kill me since birth. And that I have, God did show me those things as he's been healing me. That there was something. I was born blue. I couldn't breathe. And then there was different things throughout my life where really high fever at 1-8 at a point in my life that should have fried my brain. Just different things where it's tried to attack me throughout my life. But I didn't know that's what it was. I'm just saying that there was something sent to me when I was a kid, before I was born.
Right.
Is what God, the Holy Spirit's revealed to me through my healing process.
Right. Well, it came in Monday to take her all the way out.
Mm-hmm.
And it brought the pain of a abscess tooth, and it was going up into her head. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's objective.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
That abscess is just drained into a paper towel. I was sitting here and I was drinking a sip of coffee, and all of a sudden I felt this, it tasted weird. And then I put my finger up towards it, and I can feel the drainage. It just drained into out of my tooth into a paper towel.
Because it was demonic.
Yeah.
And she ain't commit no sin. That thing waited. It waited.
Yep.
All the way from the womb to her age right now. And you the mother of how many children?
Four.
Let her add four children. And then it's going to manifest. The waster.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, God also talks about that waster in Isaiah 49. Can somebody post that for me? Isaiah 49, 24, and 26. Isaiah 49, 24, and 26. Isaiah 49, 24, 20, 26. Post that in the chat room over there in the speaker, please. And then post Numbers. Numbers 14, 32 through 33. Isaiah 49, 24 through 26, Jessica. And Numbers 14, 32 and 30, 32 through 33. Numbers 14:32-33. So, we all going to get rid of the waster this morning. Because when God reveals a demon, he reveals to heal. The only person I know that has... he has a couple of books on the waster. Is Dr. Olakoya got, I think, about two or three books on the waster.
Okay.
All right. And so you get, one is only like $2.99 and one might be $8.99. But anyway, it's two books on the waster. But the thing is, to waste, that spirit's job is to cause your life to be wasted. Brothers and sisters, not in a it manifests in the natural. It operates in the invisible realm, in the unseen realm, but it has tangible manifestations in the natural. It's a spirit, invisible to the natural eye, but it produces tangible effects. And if I remember correctly, it was a long time ago I read that about that spirit in Dr. Olakoya's book, long, long, long time ago. But I think he may have revised it. Anyway, I don't care about Dr. Olakoya's book. I'm talking about the Bible. Here in Isaiah chapter 49, verse 24 through 26. It says, shall the prey be taken from the mighty or the lawful captive delivered? It talks about deliverance. But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I, God, will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children. And I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh. And they shall be drunken with their own blood as with sweet wine. And all flesh, listen to this is healing. This is redemption. All flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer. The mighty one of God. The mighty one of God. Brothers and sisters, this is a revelation. God is here to deliver. This is a period of deliverance, brothers and sisters, like never before. And it ain't going to be like never before because none of us will have experienced it at this level before. Numbers 14:32-33. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this wilderness. And your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. This, brothers and sisters, was God's revelation. Jesus, Isaiah 54, God said, no weapon. That waster was exposed. And it tried to hide. It was mm-hmm. trying to hide behind something else. And so when I asked it, I said, well, if you were there from the womb and you cursed her because she was a chosen one of God. See, I ain't interested in the chosen ones of the devil. I'm interested in the chosen ones of God because they are the anointed. They are the sons. And they are being manifested. And they are being delivered, called forth into service with everything that God and the Holy Ghost has in them for such a time as this.
Time as this. Amen.
It is the season of the deliverers. That's you, Ingrid. That's you.
Yes, ma'am.
That's you. You were born for this purpose. And everything that happened to you along the way was the devil's attempt to stop it. But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
God has made real and given us a revelation of Isaiah 54:16-17. And as I cast this waste throughout this morning, you guys and gals and men and women need to prepare to receive a fresh infilling and power over all the power of the waster, over all the power of the destroyer. It's available for you right now. Can you receive it? Can you receive it? It ain't on us. Ingrid already been through deliverance. She went through deliverance once this morning at 5 o'clock when I called her. And why did I call her? Because God said call her. So that meant that God was ready to deliver her. Some of you wondering why I haven't called her. I'm waiting for God because he's your deliverer. He's the one that has to anoint you. He's the one that has to appoint you. And you know what else? He's the one that is ready now to establish some of you. God has a time of establishment. This is Ingrid's time to be established. This is Nancy's time to be established. And don't worry about those who were here first or those who were here second. Go read the parable of the vineyards. The last shall be first and the first shall be last.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about you. It's all about you. Some of you got mad with me because I ain't called you. Talk to Jesus. That's what you heard Nancy say.
Yep.
And when she was so weak, her family was talking to Jesus, her sister, her brother. Talk to Jesus. Believe you me, if you talk to Jesus, I'll hear you faster than if you try to call me on the phone. Because I'm listening for him. And whatever he tell me to do, I'm going to do it or die trying. And I know I'm not going to die trying because when Jesus told the men, get into the ship and I'll meet you on the other side, and the storm arose, you know what I'm saying? And Peter looked at Jesus, he said, if thou be you, Lord, call me. Jesus said, come. Come. Peter stepped off the side of the boat with his eyes and his focus on Jesus. But remember, that spirit of fear was still in him from when he was in the boat. And fear rose up in all of his disciple buddies that was in the boat. So all that spirit did, it was there all the time. It waited for Peter to get out there. And then it distracted him. Not only am I going to cast out the waster, I'm going to cast out the spirit of distraction this morning. Are you ready? Because you know what? Listen carefully. Carefully. Listen very carefully. Deliverance has come. Supernatural, miraculous, prophetic, whatever you want to use, terminology, is here. I use miracle deliverance because that's what it is. It was a miracle for her to be praying to a holy God. In North Carolina, by the way, and I'm over here in Georgia on the top of this mountain, and the Holy God woke me up, gave me her name, had me call her, and then he showed up and delivered her. Whoa! It doesn't get any better than that.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't get any better than that. He said, call upon me, and I will answer you. Not Erica Shepherd. Not your pastor. Jesus will answer you. Now, he might use a human being. He might use a human being to facilitate it. But it's him. It's him. And then he tried to trick her. He tried to trick her and think that it was an abscess. That's the truth. And it was, it did try to do whatever it tried to do. That's a fact, rather. I'm sorry, that's a fact. But the truth is, the truth is, Jesus is your deliverer. And sometimes we all need a little help. But I'm here to tell you this morning, as soon as this song plays, I am coming back and cast them demons out. Deliverance has come, saints of God.
Yeah.
10 line. I want you to put your Ingrid, you're going to cast this demon out of the waster, okay? You hear me? You still here? Ingrid.
Hello?
Yeah, you're going to cast this demon out, okay? So hold on. Tedline, I want you to put your eyes on Jesus. I want you, wherever you are, repeat after me. I renounce the waster. I renounce the destroyer. I renounce any memory loss.
I renounce
the devil tried to distract me from seeing the waster, from seeing the destroyer. Waster, the Lord God rebuke you. Destroyer, the Lord God rebuke you this morning. In the name of Jesus. Now, this is what's going to happen, Ingrid. I'm going to command that thing to manifest, and you're going to cast it out, and I'm going to back you, all right?
Okay.
You just call it up. All right. In the name of Jesus, I bind up the waster, I bind up the destroyer, and I bind up every inch of God's inheritance that you have wasted from the womb up to this moment. I bind and rebuke every bit of God's inheritance, God's blessing, that you have been instrumental in tricking anybody to come into agreement with you through any pain. And thereby, you were able to waste and destroy. So I bind you up right now in chains and fetters of iron covered with the blood coming of the blood of Jesus. And I command you to go. Cast it out, Ingrid. Cast it out.
Go in the name of Jesus. I command you to leave all God's people alone in the name of Jesus. You leave them. You go away from them right now in the name of Jesus.
And call out every spirit that you've encountered that you could think
of. Familiar spirits, the death spirit, the spirit of hopelessness, and the spirit of dread and not having nothing to live for. Go in the name of Jesus.
Get out.
Go right now in the name of Jesus. Get out.
Go.
Leave God's people alone right now in the name of Jesus.
Get out.
Thank you, Father.
Go. What you waiting for?
Go.
What you waiting for?
Go right now in the name of Jesus.
All the way out. All the way out. In the name of Jesus.
Go in the name of Jesus.
Jessica, I don't see Nancy. Where is Nancy?
Go. Go in the name of Jesus. Go right now.
Get out. We break your power. We break your power.
Go in the name of Jesus.
Jessica, find Nancy for me. I don't see Nancy. The devil would try to trick her. Where is Nancy?
Get out.
Find Nancy for me quickly. See how the devil works? He's a liar. But that's why, brother, you got to know the spirit realm for yourself. You got to understand how these demons work. And ain't no better place. Okay. Okay. Ain't no better place than the tagline. Because now God is revealing it. Oh, okay. Okay, I see you. I bind and rebuke. Come on, Ingrid.
I bind and rebuke the waster.
Go. Make it get out.
Go in the name of Jesus.
You don't have to say number. Go.
Unworthiness. Go in the name of Jesus.
I call out that spirit of suicide. Go.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Get out.
You are. You have so much to live for in the name of Jesus. Yes. Go right now.
Loose her, the first ship, the second ship, the third ship.
Go, get out. Go in the name of Jesus.
Nancy, I have you listening because I want you to learn
all the lies.
You have a powerful anointing. You got to use it. It doesn't make sense to have it and not use it. Go, get out.
Go in the name of Jesus.
We break that power. We break the waster this morning and the destroyer and every kindred spirit. Go! And every familiar spirit. Go! In the name of Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord.
Thank you. Yes. Hallelujah.
Redeemer and soon coming King. Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. Now, Father God, fill with your Holy Ghost. Fill every area that's been emptied out. Fill with the Holy Spirit. Fill this morning. Fill us up with that joy unspeakable in the name of Jesus. Fill us up this morning. Fill us up till we just overflow with your love and your abundance. Thank you.
Go to the right, we're gonna shout, 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 shout in the river.
God. Praise God. Praise God. I think starting next Friday, I will be doing the Spirits Are Subject Unto You. And I'm going to finish up next week on what I was teaching about the demons cannot violate your will. They cannot go against your will. And then I'm going to start teaching. I'm going to do a one-day seminar on Spirits Are Subject Unto You, how to see God, how to hear God. And, well, I guess I'll just call it seeing in the spiritual realm. No, understanding and operating in the spiritual realm. This is Erica Shepherd coming to you from the TED Line, Mountaintop in Dalton, Georgia, Jesus Believers Church. I'll see you on Monday, if the Lord say the same.